2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I just don't understand that about David Brody.
Why?
I don't understand. Brody, you're clever, you're quick, you're smart, you're brilliant, you're all those words. You're a genius.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. But when it comes to food, you're not very rational.
Of course I am. I can explain everything you want to know.
Well,
what did he do?
So these cauliflower, what are they called, Nate?
Cauliflower stalks.
Cauliflower stalks.
Which are delicious.
And these butternut squash crackers. They're crackers. They're like a snack food. Mm-hmm. Yep. Came into the studio. And I said that if Brody didn't know what they were just in a bowl, he would love them. But because they say the words butternut squash and cauliflower on the packaging, he immediately rejects it without even tasting it.
I don't like cauliflower. You know what else I don't like? I don't like things that try to substitute for the things I like. I like a hamburger. I'm not going to eat an Impossible Burger. Because, you know what? Burgers don't try to be vegetables because burgers are better. Now, aside from you, if you're listening, you love animals, I get it. I'm saying for me, I want the burger. I want a French fry. I don't want a cauliflower French fry.
But you hate
I like potatoes.
You hate these things in theory.
No. I don't like cauliflower. I wouldn't eat a broccoli chip. I don't like broccoli.
Oh, my God.
I agree with him, though, to a point, because I won't eat anything with mayonnaise. And I don't give a... Or, like, creamy that looks like mayonnaise.
Well, that's silly.
Other than sour cream, I love sour cream.
Well, how is that silly? But you're...
Because she won't eat things that look like the things she doesn't
but
like.
But I'm just saying, if I know that it could possibly have mayonnaise in it, I will not have it. Because I know it's going to be disgusting.
Mayonnaise is... oil and egg.
Doesn't
There's
matter.
Oil and egg in everything you eat.
Don't give a crap.
Don't eat cake.
It's the consistency.
All right, but
I'm trying to agree with you over there.
Over
and
there.
And I'm supposed to. I'm over here saying I agree with Brody.
Well, no, the only
it
way
makes
I can.
Sense.
The only
now
way
you,
I can.
You know what? Now you can shove it up your ass.
The only way I can look normal
Fuck
is
you
if you
now.
Look. The only way I can look normal is if you look worse.
No, you know what? Screw you.
People have to leave this podcast going, Brody's all right. Danielle's crazy.
Anyway, these cauliflower stalks are delicious. Thank you very much.
Are they
much.
As good as Doritos? Thank you.
Actually, I like these a lot.
Better than Doritos.
Yeah.
I would say they're better than Doritos.
Better than Cheetos.
At the beginning of this, my point was, that's why you should at least just taste it.
Are you telling me they're better than Utz potato chips or Wise potato chips?
Yes.
Your favorite potato chips?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually
I
would
like
say
them.
Yes.
Well, then I don't want to take them from you. Enjoy.
Oh, see what I mean? You act like an infant when it comes to food.
Let's put a price on it.
You like an infant when it comes to relationships.
Let's put a price on it. How much? How much, Brody, how much to have one of those chips?
Yeah, to get paid to eat it. Garrett's right. Let's do it.
$100.
$100.
Realistically.
I pull out $5, you're shoving
a
whole bag in
Elvis
your face.
Elvis gave the intern $100 to eat bacon.
That's Elvis. Elvis
intern.
Has Elvis
money.
Yeah,
we don't have $100.
Well, is it worth $25?
No.
$5.
$5? I'm not doing it for five.
Why?
No, $100.
$5 for one stalk. It's tiny.
I'll give him $10.
$10?
$10.
No, each.
Let's all chip in.
I'll do 10. If you guys want to do 5, that's...
No, I'm not
I'm
doing
not
it.
I'm chipping it.
Not doing it. I have no
Come on,
interest.
Do it.
I have no interest.
Do
Dude,
it.
$10?
No, nobody wants to hear me spit up on the radio, on the
it's
podcast.
It's $10.
That's
you might like them.
Danielle,
okay, how much to eat a spoon of mayo?
Oh, no, you could
Oh, thank
pay
you.
Enough.
Thank you.
But you don't have the aversion to...
Scary, how much to get married?
You don't have the aversion to that.
That's not funny.
You don't have the aversion the way she has the aversion to mayo.
Thank you.
You don't know that. And if I said I had that aversion, then it's fine.
A piece of broccoli doesn't make you vomit.
No.
Oh, please. Whatever.
I'll go $20 right now.
No.
$20?
I don't need the money.
$20.
I don't need $20 enough to eat something I don't enjoy.
How do you know you don't enjoy it when you haven't tasted it?
You've never seen someone on the subway and go, I could never be friends with that person.
No.
Of course you do.
On
you
the
look
subway?
At people.
I see somebody in the studio right now.
That's right.
Me too.
That's fine.
Damn.
I'm adorable.
Another
I just don't like fried vegetable things.
I used to think you were adorable. Not even your glasses make you adorable.
Hold
anymore,
on. I would eat, if it was just squash, I would eat the squash ones. Is it alternating?
It's butternut squash.
Butternut squash.
But they look like Cheez-Its.
No,
by the
I
way.
Like butternut squash.
But I'm not
squash.
Paying you to eat this.
No, I would never eat butternut squash. Give me $10.
No.
Sorry. I just don't like cauliflower.
They have the shape and
it
the look.
Smells.
Yeah,
Cheez-Its.
You can't.
Cauliflower
I can't
stinks.
Taste cauliflower in that.
No.
Here's the thing.
At all.
Two of the people in my house eat cauliflower. They bake it. When I come home, the house smells like death. It is the worst smelling thing possible to cook, I can imagine.
No, broccoli's the worst smelling
no,
thing
No, cauliflower is the
it's
worst.
It's all the cruciferous vegetables.
$35.
They smell like farts.
No.
Yeah, they all smell like farts. Oh, when you order broccoli from like the Chinese
By the way, you're
food
doing very well, Garrett. If you're throwing $35 around, these cheap bastards have nothing.
When you order Chinese food and you have the broccoli and you have Even if it's fresh broccoli, when you open your refrigerator, even if the carton is closed, your refrigerator smells totally of broccoli.
1000%. Mm-hmm. Why? I love every minute of that.
Yeah. Not doing it.
No one's asking anymore. We're done with
you. I just turned down $35. Did you get Garrett offer me $35?
Wow. Gandhi, please save
Gandhi.
Us.
Gandhi.
Gandhi will chip in. She has money.
She won't. She hates you too.
What happened?
Wow, hates
We're trying to pay Brody $35.
Wait a minute. I don't want the listeners to think people hate me.
I'm kidding. We don't hate
We're
you.
We're trying to pay Brody $35 to try the things that say
butter
and squash.
Garrett's trying to pay me $35.
None
of you guys have any money.
I'll pay Garrett back. I'm going to Venmo you.
What? I don't want to pay him. It's good. If he doesn't want to try it, he's missing out.
Gandhi, I tried to take his side and say I get it because I don't like the mayonnaise thing, whatever. He goes off on, and then he goes off on me.
Why?
So you know what? I'm done with him.
She said
she tried to back you up and went off?
No, no. I agree with her on mayo. Then she said, I won't even eat things that look like mayo.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
You don't eat anything that's green. That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
That is ridiculous. Thank you, Gandhi.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You stand corrected. I eat cucumbers without the skin.
Oh,
thank
big
you.
Man over
thank
here.
You. Drops the mic.
We offered him money to eat one of these cauliflower stalks. Thank you. And he won't eat it.
I can't believe for money you won't do it.
$35 and I'm going food shopping today and I'll get you a case of Diet Pepsi.
Whoa.
Whoa. Do it.
And guess what? None of it has ice in it.
No, it's close. No.
Two cases of Diet Pepsi.
You're getting close to the 50 mark. I said 100.
I've seen you pick up change in the street, right. Stopping traffic.
Yeah. And this is only one chip.
Yeah. I don't have to lick the coins.
Do you really think he's going to pay you $100 to eat this?
No, which is why I said 100. Like when Elvis says he'll do an appearance for $10,000, he knows no one's going to pay it.
Oh, no, somebody has.
Well, somebody did, yeah.
Somebody has.
They called his bluff.
That was funny.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Right, so?
And then he had to go.
I'm calling your bluff on 100, so? It's a lot less than 10,000.
Is that all we got?
Scary.
Is that all we got for the
Are
day?
You telling me, Scary, there's nothing that you won't eat? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
In like, fact, you'd eat a cricket? Would you eat a cricket?
Yes.
Alive.
Is it chocolate covered?
Would you eat a scorpion?
Not alive. If it's a delicacy, Gandhi and
what
I
do you
went-
mean, if it's a delicacy?
Gandhi and I went to Singapore, and one of the delicacies are stingray.
Yep.
And another one
That's
of the delicacies-
a fish.
And one of the others is kangaroo.
I believe there were crickets and grasshoppers.
I tried
a grasshopper?
I ate kangaroo and I had stingray.
You ate kangaroo, you heartless bastard.
It tastes like steak.
If I go to Singapore, I'm going to come back skinny.
Okay,
no, they have plenty of other stuff.
Nate, would you eat bugs?
I've eaten bugs. We ate deep fried, where was that? In Santa Fe. We ate crickets.
We had crickets in Santa Fe, yeah.
Garrett,
at that restaurant.
I've had a whale the other day.
That's a fish.
I had horse.
It's a mammal.
And I had penguin.
It's
puffin. Oh, puffin. You ate penguin?
Hold on.
Puffin. It's
How
not
can
penguin.
You eat a puffin?
Penguin.
Puffin.
Puffin.
Isn't that
looks
a
like a penguin.
A puffin?
No.
Cheese They're puffins? Different.
Puffin's a bird.
Yeah.
Oh, it
kind
is.
Of,
well, it's like a flying
bird. Unlike a penguin?
It's no, a penguin, bird. Yeah, it's a flying bird. It actually flies.
All right, but like he thought he ate a penguin.
So it's like chicken?
Would you eat
but
a penguin?
It's a puffin.
I wouldn't eat a penguin.
You just get,
I don't
you
think
get
they
over
offer the ability to eat penguins.
Somewhere in the world, you could
I mean,
go
if I was
eat
starving,
a penguin.
Stranded on Antarctica, I'm sure I would probably eat a penguin.
By the way, Antarctica, 65 degrees this weekend.
Yep.
We're in trouble.
That?
We are in trouble.
Oh, yeah, we are in trouble.
You just got to get over the name. Once you get over the name, you can eat anything.
Penguin? He ate a kangaroo. I mean, that's...
Do you remember that old wives' tale? That McDonald's hamburgers were kangaroo meat. Do you remember that?
Yeah, a long time ago. That was like a...
They're still like, oh, these are pretty delicious.
It's kangaroo meat at IHOP. It's kangaroo meat at IHOP.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do they eat kangaroo in Australia?
I heard that.
Brody, $35, two cases of Diet Pepsi, and I'll wash your car.
I don't need my car washed. Oh,
where'd
please.
You get that part
from? I like that, though. Back rub?
I got a question. What does anybody get out of Brody trying it?
For the fact of trying it. For the fact of trying it.
Okay. Nah, he's not gonna do it.
He's just so stubborn. Why are you so like headstrong like that? You're just so like, I'm so against something.
But I don't like something. Why would I eat it if I don't like it?
You don't know if you don't like it.
I don't like cauliflower.
But you don't know that you don't like that little thing. I know a lot of people who don't like cauliflower and they eat cauliflower pizza and love it.
Right.
Fried cauliflower.
I tried the
it.
Cauliflower pizza and it was terrible.
Everywhere.
No, it's not. It's so
wait, wait.
Good.
Cauliflower pizza you tried?
That, I'm not talking about a client.
No, it's not a client.
I'm saying in general, I hated it.
It's
hated
so
it.
Good.
Cauliflower pizza,
hated
not,
it.
Not a client.
It was trying to be bread. Just give me bread.
Oh my gosh.
No offense, Garrett.
This guy.
Yeah, but
can't
some
have
people
it.
Can't
is
eat
he not
bread.
A four-year-old?
Right, which is great for Garrett.
This guy's a four-year-old.
Why? Because I don't like it. Four-year-olds eat everything.
But
you know,
but you haven't even tried it.
Everybody succumbs to the power of persuasion, and except for you. You just you
should
just
we go down a list of things you won't do?
What are you? You're standing on what? On principle? On what? What are you standing
I
on?
I don't like cauliflower.
Okay. It's not, it doesn't taste like...
There's got to be something that you people won't eat. Danielle won't eat mayonnaise.
I'll. Here's the thing. I might not eat it, but I'll at least try it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Difference.
I've tried pretty much everything. I can't think of anything I haven't tried.
I didn't eat stingray. I tried it. Mm-hmm. Same with...
Well, you ate it. The stingray would disagree with you.
I don't like kale, but I know that because I tried the kale.
Right.
You know?
So you've never looked at food and go, I know I won't like it. It smells terrible.
I think within the realm of health and safety, I think there's probably some things where I look at and I go, this has got coronavirus all over it, you know?
So, chicken's been out for a week.
Yeah, exactly.
That's different.
So I'll look at it. You know, there's some places in the city where they have the food hanging in the window. I'm like, I don't trust that.
The ducks that have been out there for months.
But no, I've tried pretty much everything. I was in Iceland too, and I tried whale. Yeah. I thought the whale was good.
Tuna.
The horse was terrible. I will never eat horse again.
You tried whale?
I tried whale.
I thought you were never supposed to try it because of mercury.
I think that goes with any fish that you get out of the ocean, I think.
No, the bigger the fish is,
more
mercury it has.
Well,
are you in retrograde?
This explains a lot, mate. I was just going to say.
Mercury causes strokes.
Causes strokes.
You know what plot twist? Because when you're pregnant, you have to avoid lots of fish because of the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
right, $35, two things of Pepsi, I'll wash your car, and I'll get you a new Mets practice jersey from the sporting goods store.
An authentic jersey or like a cheap knockoff?
Is this going to push it over the edge?
I'm not wearing
it. Is this going to push it over
the edge? A real jersey is more than $100.
Is this going to push it over the edge?
You get me the blue Mets jersey.
I said I'm
going to
get you a jersey.
Authentic?
I'm going to get you a
jersey. With my name and number on it?
I'm going to. You already have four of those.
I don't have more than that. I need the blue one.
Get him a Yankee jersey. It's better.
Oh, please. I'd rather eat cauliflower.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what if I try one?
I tried, guys. I tried.
No, he gave a
shit. No, you're open minded. You're very open minded.
It's not worth it, Garrett.
But
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Here's what I learned in this podcast. You're a douchebag. But I still love you.
You always bring it back with that, don't you, Danielle?
Right, he's like,
no, I wonder why it took you so long to figure that out.
I know. I said he's sitting there going, yeah, you're kind of right.
Okay, so pause on Brody not eating stuff. Why are you back, Gandhi? I know you were leaving early today.
Well, my ride was like, we got to go. So I'm like, okay, I got to go because I got to get home at a certain time. If I take the train, it takes longer. And then I went down there and I was just standing and standing and standing. And then she never came. And I was like, listen, if you're not coming, I'm going back up to do the podcast.
Yeah. Because I'm not hurry up and wait.
Yeah. I'm not going to skip out on a podcast and then, you
wait a minute, is this the same person that complains when I keep them waiting?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And then she tried to text me and say, I'm in the car. I said, no, you're not. I was just out there. Nice try. Try again. I was standing down there talking to our security guard. He was giving me the lowdown, asking me if Will Smith was going to be my Lyft driver. I said no.
What?
That was weeks ago, and it was in Miami, but good effort.
And you retreated to here.
And then I came back up to finish the podcast.
Team player right there. Team player.
Oh. Did she leave?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where she is. She said she was in the car, but in the car she was not. Because I was just looking.
She's got about a minute. 55 left.
Venmo me the 35.
Do it.
Hold on, I want to see.
We don't have a lot of time left.
Set some ground rules.
I will
eat
say,
your stupid chips.
Brody might have his dumb principles about not eating stuff, but he knows entertainment when there's entertainment.
He knows when there's a minute and a half to be filled on the podcast.
Don't see it yet.
What if you like
$35.
You must chew it.
Okay, here it is.
Chew it and swallow it.
Yeah,
you got to swallow it.
An entire tube.
Swallow it.
You're going to enjoy it. I'm going to tell you. You're going to enjoy it.
You got to bring him in the Pepsi.
Come on, Brody.
And the jersey.
I want eye contact while you swallow it.
Go!
Yes. Swish it around your tongue.
Oh, look at that face!
Oh!
You have to eat the whole thing!
Swallow!
Come on, Brody, it's not so bad.
You tried it!
It's not so bad!
What does it taste like?
Isn't it good?
Ugh.
Come on.
It tastes like French fries that went bad.
No.
It tastes like $35.
It's delicious.
All right. I appreciate
it's got a
that.
Diet Pepsi aftertaste and a baseball jersey overtone.
You said $35. Let's get it straight.
Pay you in Bitcoin.
Oh, Gary's not getting you the other stuff now. He's kidding.
Are you going to call your lawyer now, Brody?
I am my lawyer. Have you not heard the Brooklyn Boys podcast? It has a really bad, no joke.
I enjoyed it. I really liked it.
It's got a really bad aftertaste.
Well, they're called cauliflower stalks, and honestly, they are delicious.
Yeah, they're really good. Another
squash cracker.
Yes, you can't have anything yet. You're not allowed to eat.
That's not good. You want your money back?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.